We are reading selected excerpts from the article Matan Torah by Baal HaSulam. You can find them on our website. We are in item 8. This matter is like a rich man who took a man from the market and fed him and gave him gold and silver and every desirable thing each day. Each day he showered him with more gifts than the day before. Finally, the rich man asked, "Tell me, have all your wishes been fulfilled?" And he replied, "Not all of my wishes have been fulfilled, for how good and how pleasant it would be if all those possessions and precious things came to me through my own work, as they have come to you, and I would not be receiving the charity of your hand." Then the rich man told him, "In this case, there has never been born a person who could fulfill your wishes. It is a natural thing, since on one hand he experiences greater and greater pleasure the more he showers presents upon him. But on the other hand, it is hard for him to tolerate the shame of the excessive goodness with which the rich man showers him. This is because there is a natural law that a receiver feels shame and impatience upon receiving gifts from a giver out of compassion and pity. For here extends a second law, that never will anyone be able to satisfy the needs of his friend to the fullest, because ultimately he will not be able to give him the nature and form of self-possession, as only with it is the desired perfection attained."
Questions? No, you'll have to read again.
Again, number 8. This matter is like a rich man who took a man from the market.
I ask of everyone to wake up. It doesn't matter that we've studied one thing and now we're studying something completely different and seemingly it's unrelated. We need to be used to the fact that we make a switch and we move on to something else. Nothing will happen. You think about this, suddenly, and then a second later, think about that, and then about that. We need to be used to all these changes. So please, Dudi.
This matter is like a rich man who took a man from the market and fed him and gave him gold and silver and every desirable thing each day. Each day he showered him with more gifts than the day before. Finally, the rich man asked, "Tell me, have all your wishes been fulfilled?" And he replied, "Not all of my wishes have been fulfilled, for how good and how pleasant it would be if all those possessions and precious things came to me through my own work, as they have come to you, and I would not be receiving the charity of your hand." Then the rich man told him, "In this case, there has never been born a person who could fulfill your wishes. It is a natural thing, since on one hand he experiences greater and greater pleasure the more he showers presents upon him. But on the other hand, it is hard for him to tolerate the shame of excessive goodness with which the rich showers him. This is because there is a natural law that a receiver feels shame and impatience upon receiving gifts from a giver out of compassion and pity. For here extends a second law, that never will anyone be able to satisfy the needs of his friends to the fullest, because ultimately he will not be able to give him the nature and form of self-possession, as only with it is the desired perfection attained.
לא שומעים רב.
השאלה היא כך. איך אנחנו...
So the question is as follows. How do we be rewarded with the status of the Creator?
איך יכול להיות?
How is that possible?
שאני אהיה כמוהו.
That I will be like him.
השיר שלוקח... A
rich man who takes his poor friend and gives him everything, so he can give him and give him and give him everything, except for one thing, that this poor man, even though he receives everything from the rich man, it is not his. And even if the rich man will give him everything, all of his property, and he will, himself will remain poor, it is still meaning he didn't have anything and now he received. So it doesn't exist in him to start with, which means there is a lack of perfection here, that I didn't have something, I received from someone, and it's not mine. Now it's as if it's mine.
אילת, אתם רוצים לעשות לי ככה?
Eilat, you want to wave? What's the problem? You want to show me that you hear? What's the problem?
תתבייש לך לתת דוגמה לכל העולם שככה זה.
Should be ashamed to give an example to the whole world that this is how you treat the study.
אז יש כאן בעיה.
So there is a problem here. How do we reach the level of the Creator? Not that we receive everything, and not that we become rich like Him, understanding like Him, feeling like Him. How do we reach to be in to the state of the Creator? That all of this property, everything we acquire, all of these worlds will be ours as they are His. How can we achieve that? That is the question. Is it clear?
Ralph, подскажите, чтобы быть правильным бедняком, необходимо пройти путь Торы.
Tell us, please, in order to be myself in the right way, and to be the right kind of poor, must I be a man of Torah or have Tushia? That's a preparation for Lishma?
That is true. Correct. Santiago.
Santiago.
Amado Rab, el sentido de culpabilidad, como en este caso, puede llevar al hombre al otorgamiento.
Beloved Rav, the feeling of shame here in this case, can it lead a person to bestowal?
No, here we're talking only about one discernment, that if I receive from someone, even if I receive from them everything that he has, even if the Creator gives me everything, opens up the world, everything, and I become filled like him, I still have shame, meaning a sensation that it is not my own. That it's not my own, because eventually, at the end of the day, I receive this. How can we skip this fact that it is not mine, and then I received and now it is mine? So that is the question.
Querido Rab, creo que respondió esta pregunta Santiago recién, a Santiago, pero la voy a hacer igualmente.
Dear Rab, I think you just answered when you answered Santiago, but I'll ask again. If I'm taking the friend and I'm filling him with all his desires, am I forcing him to work so he won't feel the shame? Is that the place where the restriction of the ego is for him not to receive? It's a bit confusing for me.
You're not thinking about what I'm talking about. What is he explaining here? That if one gives wholeheartedly to the other, and the other receives it also because he sees that it's his friend and is doing him a favor from receiving from him, the shame, the gap between them still remains, because this belongs to the first, and even though it was passed on to the second, it still belonged to the first, and he was the owner of it. So how do we, by receiving from the Creator, the entire world, we are still not on the degree of the Creator, we're not like Him. So how can I reach adhesion to be like Him? What to do? That is the question. And with that question, we will continue. Africa.
Rav, why does the rich man constantly demand that he wants to bestow to this poor man if it is written in the article that it's hard for him to tolerate the shame of the excessive goodness? What does the rich man want from this man?
The rich man isn't pushing it on the poor forcefully, no. These states of the rich and the poor, they're already a given. And the rich one wants to wholeheartedly help the poor one. He doesn't want to humiliate him, he wants to give him everything. And that is why he's doing this. And it's written here that even if one will receive everything from the rich man, and the rich man will be in complete joy that his friend will take everything from him, but still, if he will receive everything from the rich man, he will still not be like the rich man. Because this property that belonged to the rich man and even the poor man that received it, alongside with receiving it, he gets the feeling, the sensation that it is not his. He has shame on that action, and this shame cannot be erased. And then we are here facing a great problem. The Creator wants to give us everything, but no matter how much, to the extent we will receive from Him, we'll have shame. It's not mine. I got it from Him. So what to do? And here is the problem. That His giving is not in perfection. So what does the Creator need to do so that I will not be ashamed? That it will be in such a way that we are will be completely equal. How can that be? And this is actually the question. It's a very serious question, because the Creator wants to bring us to His degree, to be equal to Him, to be partners. Adam means dome, similar to the Creator.
Latin 1. Pregunta un amigo, ¿cómo formamos el estado de patrimonio propio?
A friend's question. How can we build the state of our own possession if we get everything from the Creator?
That too is a question. It relates to the same question. French.
When we reach in the ten, one man is one heart, does what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, cancels?
In the ten, it's also not cancelled. When we pass on one to each other, the more we advance, we have a greater sensitivity of who receives from who, because our desire grows. And even though we want to be in one heart, there are greater changes, differences between us. And we need to know how we, above these differences, how we connect all these pieces together in one heart. And it's not simple. We are talking about perfection, to a state that we are like the Creator. How can 8 billion different egoistic parts connect in such a way that they will be completely as one? It's not simple. But without it, we will not feel adhesion in our state.
Mine or yours is imperfection?
No, mine or yours is imperfection. There is mine and there is yours. Perfection is when there isn't me or there isn't you. There isn't mine or there isn't, and there isn't yours. Well, we will continue and we'll better understand these matters if we will move forward. I promise you will all get answers, and I'm glad that there are many questions here. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 9 from Matan Torah. Indeed, we need to examine the heart and the source of this natural law, and who it was that fathered the flaw of shame and impatience that we feel upon receiving charity from another. It is understood from a law that is known to scientists that each branch bears the same nature as its root, one, and that the branch also desires, seeks and craves and benefits from all the conducts of the root. Two, conversely, all the conducts that are not in the root, its branch removes itself from them, cannot tolerate them, and is harmed by them. This law exists between each root and its branch and cannot be breached. This opens before us a door to understand the source of all the pleasures and pains in our world. Since the Creator is the root of His creations, we feel all that exists in Him and which extends to us directly from Him as pleasant and delightful, for our nature is close to our root. And everything that is not in Him and does not extend to us directly from Him, but contradicts creation itself, will be against our nature and difficult for us to tolerate.
Meaning we have a problem here. We all come from the Creator. That's why everything that we receive from Him, it awakens pleasure in us. And everything that comes to us not from the Creator, because we are separated from Him, distant from Him, then from that we have suffering. So that is why we have two sources. Whatever comes from the Creator is as a pleasure, and whatever does not come from the Creator, that is as suffering. And next.
Excerpt 10. Now we have found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cling onto Him in its true appearance. This exaltedness and Dvekut, which is guaranteed to come to us through our work in Torah and Mitzvot, is no more and no less than the equivalence of the branches with their root. All the gentleness and pleasure and sublimity become a natural extension here, as we have said above. 1. That pleasure is only the equivalence of form with the Maker. When we equalize in every conduct with our root, we sense delight. 2. Everything we encounter that is not in our root becomes intolerable, disgusting, or considerably painful to us, as is necessitated by that concept. And we naturally find that our very hope depends on the extent of our equivalence of form with our root.
So something very nice comes out of this. Everything that comes from the Creator, we necessarily feel as pleasant and good. And anything that is opposite of Him, that is not in Him, that is outside of Him, that we feel as sufferings, as torments, as problems. And it's unrelated to what He is. Sorry, what the subject is. It can be still vegetative, animate, speaking, food, drink, all kinds of pleasures through eyesight, hearing, taste, touch. It doesn't matter. If it comes from the Creator, it's pleasant. If it doesn't come from the Creator, it is suffering. And then it turns out that if we just reveal coming closer to the Creator, connection to the Creator, we come close to a good feeling, and the contrary, we remain in suffering, in a negative feeling.
In our case, compared to the way Kabbalists say we should be, should we feel pleasure from coming closer rather than the pleasure itself?
This is already speaking of our correction. Do we want to connect to the Creator in order to connect to Him, in order to make it pleasant? Or is it in order to give Him pleasantness? These are already our corrections. It's a good question.
Can I ask one more question about the poor man and the rich man? It seems to me that the feeling of shame stems from all the good things that the rich person gives, so the poor man feels he's independent.
Yes, exactly. This is the exact matter.
What should we do in the tent in order to change such a state?
Do you understand?
What's the role of the ten to change the state from independence to from dependence to independence?
The ten won't help here. A ten cannot help a poor man to receive from the rich man in any other way. He must receive strength from above in order to bestow. And then all of his action to receive will become an action in order to bestow. And shame will become honor. The environment can only help him reach this correction, but the correction still needs to be made with respect to the Creator.
Directly before the Creator, having nothing to do with the ten?
With the ten, through the ten, but by the Creator.
Thank you, Rav.
PT6.
Just to make sure I got it right, can we say that there's a law that says that the fact that I'm the will to receive makes it seem to me that the friend has it much better than me, even though maybe he's in a worse state? But because I'm the will to receive, I already want to be more than the friend. Is that the law?
Focus group. That's an egoistic law. Focus group.
Rav, I just want to scrutinize. Everything comes from the Islamists besides him. And at least the way I understood it, it's the pleasure that is received if there's equivalence of form in the ten in the right way. And when you're in equivalence of form with the Creator, you feel pleasure. If you're not in the right frequency, then... But ultimately, it does come out of there's nothing besides him, the root.
That's clear, but equivalence of form in what? In what I give to the Creator and not in what I receive from the Creator. Because the reception from the Creator becomes a means to give to him. And most importantly,
Latin 7.
No sound for a sec. Latin 7.
Rav, what do we get from the Creator?
Everything. Everything. Even friends, everything. The entire world that's depicted in me, and including myself, that all comes from the Creator. Everything I see and feel, it is all the Creator that he is depicting in what you can call myself, this image, this picture. It all comes from the Creator. Sochi.
Гач научит бедняка, как зарабатывать, и бедняк сам научится зарабатывать. У него все равно останется стыд.
Can the rich person teach the poor to make money, and maybe the poor can learn it on another own?
That is already a solution, that we learn from the Creator how to be like him, how to receive from him, that it will be bestowal. And then we become actually equal to him. Yes, of course, all of the shame disappears. Latin 4.
Buenos días, Rat. Bueno, hay una sola fuerza espiritual, la fuerza del amor.
Good morning, Rav. There's only one spiritual force, the force of love. Only the Creator exists. And when I'm connected to him, I feel pleasure. What are the things that are outside the Creator that induce pain? Is that a lack of connection with him? Can you explain this, please? What lies outside the Creator? Where does the pain and suffering come from?
Outside of the Creator, nothing exists, and pain and suffering, they are not outside of the Creator. They stem from my incorrect approach to the Creator. Ukraine.
But according to the example of the rich person and the poor person, what do we learn from that? It turns out that the poor man is like a sage in concealment. Usually the poor people...
We are talking about those that want to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, you understand? We're not talking about this world like it's accustomed to among egoists. No, we're talking about people that want to reveal the Creator and come closer to him. Moscow 4.
Десятки спрашивает, как сочетается то, что все, что исходит от Творца, это только приятное.
A friend from my ten is asking, How does it happen that everything that comes from the Creator is only pleasant? How does that combine with reward and punishment?
It's unrelated. It's unrelated to pleasures and torments and reward and punishment. That we will learn later on. Tel Aviv 1.
When I try to give a friend, I try the giving to be as pure as possible. I'm asking the Creator for it to be only for him. But the friend hates me more and more. Why?
Because you give him more and more, and you need to know how to give.
So how can I give a friend?
That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll learn about it more and then you'll understand. To give is more than receiving. You can't just come to someone on the street and give him something. They'll think that you're a lunatic. But to come to someone and ask for something, then that is understandable. They might not give you, or they might give you something, but to just go up and give to someone, it's not normal. You need to know how to do it. Think about it, how it is harder to give than it is to receive.
Mark.
Rav, если бедняк придет к полной уверенности в том, что получает
Rav, if the poor person has complete confidence that he will receive from the rich person, and by that he gives him pleasure, then he'll be able to do it without shame?
Yes, that still needs to be scrutinized, but actually, yes.
Rav, вот здесь не очень понятно. Как наше соединение в десятке?
Rav, what's not so clear is how the connection in our ten enables us to ultimately avoid shame.
We haven't spoken about this yet. We only presented the problem. We only raised the problem. We didn't yet talk about how we connect the relationship between the rich and the poor. He does receive, he doesn't receive, yes, no, how do they reach equivalence? Even more than that, it's not a rich man and a poor man. How can a wise and unintelligent person, a strong one and a weak one, or a man or a woman, it doesn't matter what, all these kinds of people that are just different, how can they reach a state that they are all equal? We will learn about this. And not just like nicely, you know, we'll learn it according to the laws of nature, that in nature these things are rooted correctly and sometimes shattered, and we need to correct the shattering and bring them to the correct form. And then we'll understand from the inside what happens with all of these laws, these qualities, these relationships, and all in all from them we learn the status of the created being with the Creator and how it all at the end is included in the Creator. PT
3.
Yes, he writes that whatever we have from matters that are not in our root, we cannot tolerate. And naturally, our whole hope depends on the equivalence of form with our root. My question is, how does suffering bring us to be in equivalence of form?
Suffering is bringing us to learn what must we do in order to get rid of the suffering. And then we exchange this corporeal suffering, why don't we receive, to a higher form of suffering, and we begin to correct it. That's the next stage, solutions to that in the next lesson.
Rab, el tema de la restricción está vinculado con la pregunta que usted nos hace en la clase.
Rav, the matter of restriction, is it related to the question you asked in the lesson?
Yes, Tzimtzum is along the way. The correction begins from Tzimtzum.
Kab U1.
Thank you, Rav. A friend in the tent poses the question, why does the Creator make us feel guilty when receiving?
אחרת לא היינו יכולים לתקן את הקבלה. אם אני לא מתבייש, אז אני כמו חתול, נגיד. מקבל שזורקים לי, ואוכל ואין לי שום בעיה.
I have no problem with what I received, only with respect to what I received, this piece of fish, for example. Right? That's it. I received that, I got it, I ate it, great. I don't care about a thing now. If a cat had a connection to the Creator, then he would thank the Creator for receiving. He doesn't care who he received from or how he received, it doesn't matter. I received, that's it. So it means that we need to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. And that is why we need to have all these details of reception to be felt to us in a very, very deep manner, in a very concise manner, as a cause of all of our corrections.
Khadera 1. לא שומעים.
עכשיו הגיע אישור רב.
Okay, now I got the mark, Rav. So it turns out that the prayer is only a result of exertion after supplying for myself. Missed it.
If you do not supply or fulfill your own needs, then where will you have shame from? This is in the meantime what we're talking about in the will to receive.
Yes, I have all my needs, and I've reached a state that I'm independent. Now, is the prayer coming out of that?
No, not necessarily. If you already satisfied it, then what's the problem? Don't wait to satisfy all of your needs, then you'll start being ashamed and being grateful. No, it doesn't work that way. Guys, you're already asking more advanced for the future.
Rav, what's the internal work that has to be done in order to work with shame?
To feel that you are receiving. It's not simple. It is written that shame was prepared for high souls, that they feel that they receive from the Creator, that the Creator gives. And you can say, of course I receive everything from the Creator. Who doesn't know that? But you do not feel it in such a way that you will be ashamed. Like we say to a person sometimes, you should be ashamed. He doesn't feel he should be ashamed. What should I be ashamed for? Should be ashamed. Look at this and look at that. I didn't get anything from anyone. I don't feel it. Meaning, it's possible that he received a lot, like a kid. He got everything from his parents, but he has no shame, because he thinks he deserves it. It's his family, it's his parents. Meaning, in order to begin to be ashamed, we need to feel that there is someone that is detached from us, and through this detachment, he gives to us. And then we feel the difference between us and that we receive from him, and that I don't deserve to just receive, but it all depends on his good attitude towards me. Now, I can say, of course he has a good attitude towards me. These are my parents, for example, or these are people that deserve it according to their position, that they need to give me something at work or something. No, I need to feel that I'm receiving it from a force that is detached from me, that doesn't belong to me. Otherwise, there is no shame. It's like among friends. It's possible that there won't be any shame, and then I won't learn a thing. I won't learn anything from those kind of relationships. We will scrutinize these things. They're still ahead of us. We're now entering a serious topic. Maybe tomorrow we'll invest more time in this.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
When we receive from the Creator, we give Him pleasure. Our whole intention is to give Him pleasure and to pass it on to the 99%, this pleasure. So how does this process occur? Meaning we have shame, but we know that we have to receive in order to bestow.
So we'll learn how to do it. You understand that you're asking before time. We haven't yet scrutinized these things according to this article. So learn how to learn the materials. Yes, Haifa 3.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. The Creator gives everything. The question is, does the Creator gives the system the existence and feeling of one, and the individual never feels he receives anything? And is that perfection?
The Creator gives everything, gives to everyone, fulfills the kli. Each one can receive from that kli according to equivalence of form with the Creator. If we're not equalized with Him, then we receive as an animal.
Who in the ten is rich and who's poor? Who gives, who receives in the ten? Does that all exist?
You will give answers to this in a few lessons and not before. Just have a little more feeling of the material that we read. Ask according to the materials we read, and then you will really learn. If we're studying here, and you're asking me from there, it won't help you. So listen a little more when we're reading, and accordingly ask your question, and not in any other way. Yes, Dudi.
We're coming towards the end of the lesson. Can I ask a general question? My question is about humanity that is getting ready for the second wave of the coronavirus. My question is, we as the organization of Nebaruch, internally, not about the explanation now, internally, how should we get ready for it? Or do we feel that, are we in the right place, or are we not serious enough about it?
Only to strengthen connection. Only connections between us, we need to measure and to strengthen. All of our good future depends on that, also with respect to Corona and everything else. Only connection between us, that is the most important thing. That is all. To ask of the Creator everything, to reach out to the Creator, to help us to be connected. That is all.
Why don't we want to change? Should we, like the whole world, receive blows in order to want to change?
The will to receive is built in such a way that it does not want to change, but it wants everyone outside of oneself to change for one's own benefit. and he himself does not want to change, that is called self-love, that no matter to what extent I am, no matter how I am, I don't want to change. I love myself the way I am. Yes.
One more question that that I found during this week with conversations with you. What's the difference between a teacher and an educator?
A teacher fills your head with knowledge, and an educator fills you with internal changes through which you connect to the Creator. We are like an educator. You could also say a teacher and a guide, which is a teacher is like a maths teacher or a physics teacher at school. An educator is one that turns you into a human being.
Okay, what I'm asking is more about the place. We feel that we depend on you on everything.
Why? What? How? I don't know why you depend so much.
Aren't we?
Am I causing this?
No.
You're trying to bend me all the time throughout the day, in lessons, other than lessons, in workshops, also in all kinds of things. And I'm the opposite. I'm throwing everything on you, that you will manage these things. You need to organize such connections between yourselves, such meetings, scrutinies, other than the deliverer of the morning lesson. I don't want to be anything else.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm throwing that on you so that you'll continue, and we have this internal expectation for you to do.
That's not good. What do you want, me to die?
No.
No, okay. So do it without me dying. Seriously. You don't want to prepare yourselves for independent life like little kids. Each one wants to remain a kid. To be told when to do this, when to do that, where, with a helmet, without a helmet, like in the military, all kinds of things. It's not good. But what to do? I don't know.
That's exactly the point. It's really comfortable in this point at the moment. It's as if we're staying children to be spoiled.
At least get educated like a good kid. Now is the second phase of Corona, so we need to connect in such a way that we are truly raising ourselves to the height that when the coronavirus will come, it will come for our benefit, for our well-being, because nothing bad comes out of the Creator, only goodness. So if a certain wave comes, we'll transform this tsunami into something that we can surf on with our surfboard.
How can we pass on from depending on Rav to depend on the friends?
That's the problem, but this is really what needs to be done. Because the Creator isn't in Rav, the Creator is in the friends. You'll never find any such way that Kabbalists write, but they say the Rav is in order to direct you. To what? To friends, to connection with them, that through connection with the friends you'll demand the Creator. Hopefully, info will help us with that.
Yes, I'll help as much as I can with the schedule for today. Broadcasts of the programs today with Rav, live at 10 a.m. Semyon Vinokur will be live with Rav until 10:45, then 10:45 until 11:45, a program with Owen Levy and Rav, and then as usual, 1:30 recorded preface, and 6 to 7, live lesson from Friends from the World Kli. We'll go over the materials about workshops. You're invited to connect, and let's connect now in a song. Na, 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 na
na na na. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All as one begin to rise.